Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Redondo Beach, More to See, on June 29th, 2016. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that.
The South Bay Show, Redondo Beach, More to See, is brought to you by the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau. For over 108 years, the Redondo Beach Chamber has played a vital role in helping companies grow their business by taking the lead in programs and efforts that help create a strong local economy and make the community a great place to do business. The Chamber is committed to promoting the community through its aggressive tourism program and by participating in efforts that improve the quality of life in Redondo Beach. In addition, the Chamber represents the interests of business by working year-round to ensure local elected officials and other decision-makers are educated on the impact their actions have on the local economy. Networking programs provide opportunities for members to sell their products and services to peers and make lifelong connections. The Redondo Chamber is also the proud sponsor of signature events in Redondo Beach, such as the Redondo Beach Lobster Festival and Super Bowl Sunday 10K. For additional information on how the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce is working with member businesses and the City of Redondo Beach, visit the website at visitredondo.com.
You can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/ The South Bay Show. I'm your host, Joe Terry, and we talk about persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we do here. And of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with South Bay by Jackie.com and producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well this morning, Joe. How are you?
I'm just a little bit torn up about this Brexit thing.
Really?
I am.
It's affecting you personally.
Well, no, not personally. I mean, not if no, but I don't know. You know, it is affecting my investments, of course. Everyone who has a 401k or some mutual fund investment is likely been affected to the tune of, I think they said, the average retirement portfolio dropped by $3,000 or $4,000. I mean,
yeah, but that's going to bounce back.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's the other message is don't do anything. Don't change anything. Don't sell anything.
If you can buy, now would be a good time to buy.
You know, I'm connected with all the gold bugs. I'm a longtime aficionado of precious metals investment. And
didn't that go up? Didn't gold go up?
Well, let me tell you, this is one of the strangest periods in financial history when the dollar and gold go up at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually associated with bad things in the future. That's
true. I'm not that torn up about it.
Okay.
I'm not that torn up about it. I think that Britain has to do what's good for them. Yeah, and, you know, they never went to the euro. You know, they've
right.
always had the pound. They never changed that. So I think that'll make it a lot easier for them.
Right.
Personally, I'm over the whole globalization thing.
Mm.
Way over it.
Well, if it were a thing and not the march of history, that would be true. But, you know, with communications technology, with us being within a Skype call of Beijing, the world is much smaller today, and we can't.
Yeah, no. There are certain things. There are certain things that the globalization thing, it's not going to change, such as you said, communications, technology, and stuff. But I like the idea of being self-sufficient as a country.
Right.
I don't know that I want to have to depend on anybody else for anything.
Well, Jackie, you know how much I not only believe, but am intimately involved in urban farming.
Yeah.
I believe that urban farming is good thing, not just because of the quality of the food, but just because of the economic impact it has on the communities that engage in it, but also because of food security.
Yeah.
It's just better to have the food that you depend on to be grown close to where you live.
Right. If the day comes for some reason, whatever imports we depend on can't get here anymore. Ugh, what are you going to do, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, no. I think we took globalization a little too far.
Mm.
You know, that we no longer manufacture our own steel. You know, that we're dependent on other countries for our fossil fuels.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all that stuff. I think that every country should be self-sufficient. So,
well, as
and we're fortunate in that we can be.
We are, and as T. Boone Pickens is fond of saying, we are the United States of America. We are the Saudi Arabia of wind. That is, if we continue to develop the wind farms in the middle part of the country, in the Dakotas and Missouri and other places.
Pickens likes those wind farms. He likes them a lot.
We do have this is related to, you know, I lived in Chicago. I was born in Chicago. They call it the hawk, the wind. That wind that Chicago is famous for comes directly from the Arctic Circle. There is not a mountain or even a molehill between the Arctic Circle and Chicago. And
via Canada.
That's right. It's just flat, and that's why.
Typically, we get our wind from Canada. Yeah, no, I think they'll be fine. I think that they're going to bounce back fairly quickly.
Yeah.
You know, what'll happen with Scotland and Ireland and Wales is another story. We'll see about that. But
yeah.
I'm not really that concerned about it. So ask me what I did Monday and Tuesday night.
What did you do, Jackie, Monday and Tuesday night?
Well, Monday night I went to the Harbor Commission meeting.
Right.
For the waterfront.
Right.
Yeah, they're having a series of hearings.
Mm-hmm.
The public is invited to attend. They're going to vote on it next month.
Mm-hmm.
So I was down there Monday night. The supporters of the project had a rally at Body Glove beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
And after the rally, we all walked over to the city council chambers where the meeting was held. And I got up and I put in my two cents, like a good citizen. So there's going to be, as I said, next month, I think it's July 18th, one more meeting, and they're going to do their vote. So if you support this project, please, please, please come on down, make your voice heard. It's very, very important. Mm-hmm. Very important. Yeah. This is a big deal. Have you been following it?
I have followed it from afar.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people are following it from afar, but you need to make your voice heard.
Mm.
So I'm really encouraging everybody to show up next month and you know, put in your two cents. You know, tell them what you think, whether you agree, you don't agree, you agree, but there's some things about it you don't like, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, there was one thing, it's really interesting. A lot of people have an issue with the movie theater that they're planning on putting in down there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love the idea of a movie theater that I can walk to or ride my bike to.
Mm.
You know, when was the last time any of us walked to a movie?
I don't know if people remember, but we had a 6-screen AMC theater at 16th and PCH in Hermosa.
Yeah.
We had issue. It was a long time ago, but Jackie, I'm old. And it was fantastic.
It was fantastic. I mean, seriously, you know, we don't go to the movies often anymore. I mean, I don't know that a lot of people do, although the numbers that they gave us at the meeting, apparently there are a lot more people going, but I think it's more the 18 to 24 males,
yeah.
all those Marvel movies.
Yeah.
But, the last time I walked to a theater was when I was in New York, and that was 30-something years ago.
Yeah.
Here, I everybody drives to a theater. And the thing that ticks me off more than anything is you drive to theaters most of the time, and you can't get parking.
Right.
You know, I mean, how many – you know, I would say 9 out of 10 times that my husband and I have driven to AMC theaters,
right.
You know, up on – where is it? Crenshaw and PCH.
Mm-hmm.
I would say 9 out of 10 times we drive there and we can't get parking. But quite frankly, I haven't been there 10 times because after the first half dozen times that happened, I stopped going.
So now I have a question for you. The theater that is proposed, are there multiple screens?
You know something? I'm not sure. It's a small footprint.
Yeah.
I And it's going to be one of those luxury ones. There's going to be restaurants, like, you know, sit down, eat, be served restaurants. They're going to have, you know, the nice, big, comfortable reclining chairs. You can bring your drinks in there, you know, that stuff. I'm not sure how many screens. I'm not sure if it's one or several. But it sounds like a small footprint.
I want to change. I want there to be an actual stage at the theater. I want there to be an actual stage so that we can have local community events and live music.
I think there's going to be. I think because they talked about using it for things other than movies. They talked about doing corporate events there.
Yes.
In addition to
school events. Yes.
In addition to you know how they stream live opera from San Francisco
or the
Met or Lincoln Center,
and
soccer games, you know. So they talked about doing that, which I think that, I think it's a great idea. I think it's great. And as I said, could you imagine walking to a theater again?
Wow, that's amazing.
And all the people that live down there, in all those condos.
Yeah.
You know, there's like something like 5,000 units right there across the street from the marina. They can walk to the movies.
Right.
Honey, you want to go to a movie? Yeah, let's go. It starts in 5 minutes.
Right.
I think it's a fabulous idea. I think it's a fabulous idea. So I'm all for that. Anyway, so that was the Harbor Commission hearing Monday night, and then last night.
Yeah.
Guess where I went?
Where?
Orlando's.
Oh yes, I saw the picture.
Did you see the pic? Did you see what I brought home?
It was right. Wow, strawberry and marshmallow pizza.
Nutella strawberry marshmallow pizza. It's a dessert. It's amazing. Yeah, I was over there last night for the South Bay Business Women's Association. They do the monthly Let's Connect mixer.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, they get a great crowd. And quite frankly, it's not just for the chicks anymore. There are as many men there as women now. And I met several new – I mean, people just – people hear about it. You know, they've got the word out on this, and I met several new people last night.
Yeah.
So we had a very nice time there. Orlando put out a nice spread of food for us, and you know that I love the food there. The food is amazing.
We love it.
Yeah. So I had a little nibble and a little sips here and there, and then on my way out, I was like, let me get a pizza to go, because I had asked JB to come by.
Yeah.
He was going to stop by on his way home from work, but he got really busy and he couldn't make it. So I figured I'd bring him home a Nutella strawberry marshmallow pizza to go.
Okay.
Yeah, as a dessert. So, it's been a busy week so far.
Mm, it has. Mm-hmm. Now, we have a very special guest. I'm excited because this organization is you know, bi-continent, Australia and Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And
UK,
and the very interesting organization. And also, they do something very interesting close to my heart, which is social media.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. Jackie, who's our guest today?
Our guest this morning is Kate Talbot from Click Communications. They're the new PR firm for the Redondo Beach Chamber Tourism Committee. Kate is a consumer PR and corporate communications specialist with an international career spanning a decade across the U.S., the U.K., and Australia. At Click, she splits her time between fostering new client relationships and leading the majority of the business accounts. She has worked for some of the world's biggest blue-chip companies, as well as nurtured smaller startups. She is a highly skilled publicist and uses her global experience to bring insights and fresh thinking to the people and brands she works with. So this morning, we're going to learn what Kate is working on locally, in addition to hearing more about your favorite, Joe, the new Redondo Weddings website. Welcome to the program, Kate. We are so glad you could join us this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
There are some things about the internet that I still just don't understand, Kate. And one of them is that, you know, at least I would say still maybe 40%. I hope it's 40%. But studies show that many small businesses still do not even have websites, let alone social media. What would you say in terms of new businesses or maybe even established businesses that don't have very effective websites and they never get business through their website about the potential for websites and social media today?
Yeah, I mean, obviously having an online presence is extremely important. It's where most of us spend most of our time. That statistic's surprising. I wonder if that 40% of businesses are, you know, local mom and pop shops or stores that are selling physical goods over, you know, having an e-commerce offering. Obviously, if you're a retailer and you're selling online and you don't have a very intuitive website or effective social media content and advertising, then you're going to face trouble in the near future.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends on the business and their goals and who their customer base is, but certainly being online is hugely important.
Now, you're working with the Redondo Beach Chamber and Visitors Bureau, the Tourism Committee, is that correct?
Yes.
And how did that relationship come about?
Well, CLIC is a communications collective, and we have offices in Sydney, Los Angeles, and Honolulu, so only the sunny spots. And we specialize in travel and lifestyle, PR, and digital communications. So we knew Redondo Beach. We knew some of the team that work on the marketing there, and were delighted to be invited to come in and present some ideas to them on how we would help them publicize the destination and some of their most unique offerings, like weddings.
Right.
And based on that, we solidified a partnership earlier this year. And since then, it's been strength to strength. And it's been something that's really fun and exciting to work on.
This is wonderful. I mean, the Redondo Beach Chamber and Visitors Bureau has really made a great association here, because CLIC Communications is quite a well-known brand around the world in and of itself. Can you tell us a little bit about the history of CLIC Communications?
Sure. So we started in Australia about 8 years ago. And really at that time, no PR agencies were branching out to cover off digital communications and social media. And that was a niche that CLIC really spearheaded and owned in Sydney, and now is one of our biggest differentiators around the world. We then launched in Los Angeles about 5 years ago, and most recently opened an office on Oahu in Honolulu, and that's just celebrated its first birthday and is doing really well and thriving. And we work on a number of global travel and lifestyle accounts, as well as have localized partnerships in each place as well.
You know, most people, when they think of Australia, they look at a map, they maybe know the phrase down under, you know,
yeah.
Australia closer to the South Pole than South America. They look at the size of Australia and they think, wow, what an important, huge, amazing country. They have, you know, they have kangaroos there. But when it comes down to it, Kate, Australia has somewhere around 2013 numbers, 23 million souls. That's 10 million people less than California.
Yeah, so it's roughly geographically the same size as North America, but with a population of, 23 million. So, it's an extremely interesting country. I was lucky enough to live there for 4 years, stateside, and everybody lives sort of around the edge, just based on the landscape and the terrain that's in the middle. But there's some really amazing things coming from Australia, particularly over the last decade. We've seen so much innovation across entertainment technology. I don't know if you guys know, but Google Maps was actually invented in Australia. And in terms of its economics, it's had more than 20 years of uninterrupted prosperity because, and you were talking about this a little bit earlier, of its self-sufficiency in a lot of ways, and the fact that it is so far away from, you know, the Americas and Europe, it's kind of got its own thing going, which I think has been a really good thing. I loved living there. I loved my time there. I loved being around the people there. They work really hard, and, you know, they're extremely creative thinkers. So it was really good.
It is one of the greatest, most, you know, iconic places on Earth, the Great Barrier Reef and the Outback. I've often thought and dreamed about visiting perhaps the world's greatest desert, maybe not the biggest desert, they say. Somehow there's this thing in, you know, Africa that's kind of big and there's a lot of sand. But the desert in the Great Outback is by far more interesting in terms of its topology and its topography. And then there's that thing, Ayers Rock.
Ayers, yeah.
Yes.
And kangaroos.
And the kangaroos.
And kangaroos.
There you go. I mean, that's...
Well, what's stopping you? Why don't you go?
Nothing's necessarily stopping me. I will go. I'm going.
You'll get there one of these days.
Yes.
You know, speaking of, I saw Colin Hayes from the band Men at Work a couple weekends ago in concert.
Oh, yeah.
Just a little Australian, just a little Australian connection there. Yeah, down at Terranea, the Music on the Meadows event, he was the headliner.
Right.
Did he give you a Vegemite sandwich?
He tried to.
He did.
A marvelously inventive and industrious people, as you've said. Of course, I'm very concerned about urban farming. And one of the innovations invented in Australia is something called a wicking bed, which is a very water-efficient way of growing vegetables and keeping the vegetables and the veggies very, very happy. It's just, it goes on and on. What is it about tourism? Obviously, it's very, very important to many communities and many countries as a source of income and a source of wealth. What is it about tourism that you think is changing? What's the changing landscape of tourism? Because it's so critical to the economies of so many different places.
Yeah. I think one of the key things about more freedom in movement and easier mobility is building people's global perspectives. I mean, it's something that 20 years ago people just didn't have. They didn't consider that important. In 2015, the most people traveled internationally. It's 1.2 billion people traveled internationally. That's the most that the world has ever seen. We're more mobile than ever before. Things are more cost effective in terms of tourism. It's not just in terms of bringing in money to a destination. Obviously, that's really important, but it's bringing in the right people that then take away with them an intangible experience and learning. And then there's also a give back element as well. So if you're traveling internationally to places that aren't economically developed or have political or logistical issues, doing what you can while you're in that destination to leave that area at the very least as good as you found it, if not better. And that's definitely a trend that I've been watching over the last 6 to 12 months, is companies that are being created that have this socially good element where they are inventing ways for people to drop off things like water filters, to take half a day teaching in a school or building something, or working you know, in a factory, which builds on their personal experience and also does something really great for the destination itself as well.
I just bring it up so that we will not talk about it again, and that is, yes, there is terrorism in the world. There are bad people in the world. They will not win. We will visit each other, and we will feel safe, and the terrorists will not win, and we will not talk about them because they don't deserve our breath. And so going forward, as we talk about tourism, not only is it so important, as you say, to the economies, but the what did they say? Well, I think there are many fathers to this phrase. You exchange a dollar, you are left with, if you exchange a dollar with another person, you are left with the same dollar that you had. But if you exchange an idea, now both of you have two ideas.
Right.
And this is very, very important about a point about visiting other places and engaging with other people, and it's very exciting, and we're thrilled about it. Now, how does, and let's bring it home a little, how does Redondo Beach rank in terms of the exciting tourism destinations compared to, let's say, Cannes, France?
Well, they're very different. I mean, personally, I love working with Redondo Beach because there are qualities about the area that remind me of where I grew up. It has a really strong community feel, which I love, and which people don't necessarily associate with places in LA County.
Mm.
It has a beautiful, quiet, aesthetic feel to the seaside destination, which again, a number of other seaside areas along the coast, even in the South Bay still, don't have that same charm and quiet me time feeling that you can get in Redondo Beach.
Mm.
And those are qualities that are totally unique to that area.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very, very different from anything else that surrounds it. Mm. So its neighbor beaches, its neighbor cities, you know, if you compared something closer to home like Santa Monica,
mm-hmm.
and Redondo,
mm-hmm.
even the differences between those two areas are so vast. So I think what I love about Redondo Beach is it already has its own unique qualities, and all we have to do is share them with the world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. And now, of course, I'm sorry, Jackie.
I'm sorry. I find it interesting because I'm a traveler. You know, I'm a world mm-hmm. traveler. I like to travel. I like to go to new places and different places. But when I think of the United States, and I think of people visiting here, mm. I think New York, mm. L.A., San Francisco, mm. Dallas, Chicago. For some reason, you know, I always think of Redondo Beach as being tucked away in this little corner that you know, I don't know that it would be a destination, but it is. It is. It's a huge enough destination that people want to come and get married here.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I'm always curious how that comes about. On a related note, my husband and I had a home in Mammoth Lakes for many years.
A world destination.
Which is, you know, that's very funny to me because when I think of world destinations, when it comes to skiing, mm-hmm. you know, you think the Alps, you know, you think British Columbia, you think Vail, Aspen, you know, there are certain places, but Mammoth. And I discovered this very early on. I noticed that they were getting a lot of visitors from Great Britain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'd be on a chairlift with people, and they all have accents.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, over the years, I asked people about it. And the way they discovered it is that Richard Branson was a huge fan of Mammoth, skiing at Mammoth.
Mm-hmm.
He would go there all the time. And so I guess when he started up his airline, Virgin, he decided that he was going to put together these great package deals to expose the people of the world to Mammoth.
Mm-hmm.
And all these people, Richard Branson, mm-hmm. was you know, just because he loved the mountain. And he was responsible for exposing Mammoth to all of these people.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's kind of happening with Redondo Beach now, huh?
I guess.
Yeah, I think that's a really good example of how an influencer finds a new experience and shares it with their community.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's definitely the way that things are going. People are seeking new experiences. They want to be adventurous and finding their own ways of doing things. They don't want to do the ski trip the same way they always did. They don't want to go to the place that everybody else has been to. They don't want to ski those same mountains. They don't want to get married where, you know, thousands of couples have been married before. So people are much more adventurous in seeking new ideas and new places to do things differently.
Now, just, I think it was just yesterday or the day before, candidate for president Hillary Clinton had a series of meetings here in Los Angeles with a number of elite bloggers and YouTube artists.
She didn't invite me.
Well, I don't know. She doesn't know what she's doing sometimes. But a number of elite artists and bloggers that represented something on the order, a crazy number, like 3 billion followers, this group mm-hmm. of bloggers and YouTube artists. And they talked about digital things, and they talked about things that are important to young people in terms of communications and so forth. Do you plan to approach the community of the digital generation as you go forward, Click Communications, I guess, in the aggregate, as you go forward promoting Redondo Beach? Is that how it's done, or was that a PR stunt?
No, I think that digital is at the heart of all successful marketing and PR campaigns. It can't be a bolt-on to something that you're doing. It needs to be integrated into the idea.
Mm-hmm.
People are finding out about weddings, wedding planners online. I mean, most of the time now, when a couple is getting married, they create their own website.
Mm-hmm.
And then they send their guests to that website to manage the booking of accommodation, to do the registry of the gift, all of that. So a lot is happening online, and bolting on a digital element to publicizing, for example, a destination that's perfect for weddings,
mm-hmm.
rather than integrating digital within what we're doing to promote the area, probably wouldn't see the same results, wouldn't be as good.
We are blessed. I'm gonna mention the name, and I'm telling you that it's absolutely unique. I guess I should ask it in the form of a question, but I find RedondoBeachWeddings.org to be an absolutely unique and powerful idea of a chamber. The Redondo Beach Chamber and Visitors Bureau taking on a category of business and saying, we're going to create a destination. All of the members of our organization can share in the communications and in the promotion. And this destination will become literally a world-class destination for the subject, the industry of weddings, RedondoBeachWeddings.org. It's an amazing idea, Kate.
Yeah, I think it's a really good example of delivering a marketing tool where multiple businesses and partners can come together for additional promotion of their services and really bring to life ideas for brides and grooms and even people that are not quite ready to get married yet, or maybe aren't engaged yet, but are interested and playing with the idea of being married, to come and find all of that information in one central place, peppered with beautiful imagery so they can really visualize what their day might look like. Yeah, it's genius. It's a really good idea.
It is genius. And I was just at a very small affair near Downton Abbey and last night, and I was really enjoying it. Mary got married a second time. It's the final season. My wife and I.
Okay.
My wife and I TiVo'd it or whatever, and we're just watching it again because it was so special. And
I have to say, I'm British, but I've never seen it.
You've never seen Downton Abbey?
No.
I thought it was illegal not to see Downton Abbey.
It was required viewing.
Yes.
It's not illegal if you live in America.
Hey, Joe, you know, our hour is flying. We have to do that station and commercial break real quick.
Yes, we do. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to The South Bay Show, and we're talking with Kate Talbot of Click Communications, and we're having a fantastic discussion about tourism and about the role of tourism in various ways. And also about the incredible destination that Redondo Beach is and will be in the future and how that's going to come about. We're going to ask more questions about that, and so we're certainly going to ask more questions and get into the details about the future plans for RedondoBeachWeddings.org. And, of course, if you would like to call in and you have a comment or question, we'd love to have you. Please give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. We'd love to have your comment or question. And, of course, we'd also like to thank a sponsor.
The South Bay Show is brought to you by the Academy of Foreign Languages. If you have any interest in learning...
I'm sorry, Jackie, you know that's not the right sponsor for this.
No, it's not the right sponsor.
You knew that, though, right?
I knew that, yeah. Okay. I was sitting here going, what's going on?
What's going on? Here's the right sponsor.
Okay. This segment of the South Bay Show is brought to you by Your Actualized Visions. A local advertising agency, Your Actualized Visions offers all your advertising needs under one roof. From logo design, business cards, banners, and signage, to online services such as website design, SEO management, promotional videos, reputation management, and loyalty promotions, you name it, and Your Actualized Visions will handle it for you on time and under budget. Built on the needs of their clients, Your Actualized Visions is competitively priced and economical, saving you money and greatly enhancing your bottom line. At Your Actualized Visions, customer service is all local with one point of contact. No more dealing with robo-answering machines, getting the runaround, or speaking to someone in another country. Your Actualized Visions understands your hyper-local advertising needs and focuses on bringing you real clients. They do not buy likes, followers, or fake results. Your campaigns are real, built with real community followers who want to purchase your services and products. The only thing standing in the way of your company's success is you now picking up the phone right now and calling Your Actualized Visions at 310-413-8773. To learn more about what Your Actualized Visions can do for you and your company, visit the website at youractualizedvisions.com. Your Actualized Visions, your dreams today, not someday.
All right, we're back. And I have told them often, every time Bobby Christian, who is with the Redondo Beach Chamber and Visitors Bureau, every time we talk about it, I tell him how much I respect their decision to do this. But Kate, do other chambers do this kind of thing, create a portal for various vertical industries?
Not that I've seen in the same way. So they might have different web pages or portals for various different standout or signature experiences in the area, but not necessarily for something like weddings. No, I haven't seen it in this way before.
Right. What an inspiration.
And I wonder whose idea that was.
Yeah. Me too. Do you know, Kate, how that came about?
I don't know if it was one particular person's idea. We would have to ask and see if they called in to claim it, but perhaps a more collaborative approach.
We can ask Bobby when he calls in.
We will, yeah.
Yeah.
So tell us now, how will Click Communications partner with the Chamber in the area of tourism? And will you be working with the RedondoBeachWeddings.org website as well?
Yes, so we're actually creating a wedding package that we'll be promoting to journalists over the next few months, and that is all around self-love. So whether you're a bride, a groom, a mother of a bride, somebody who's already married, somebody who's decided they're never going to get married, you can come to Redondo Beach and experience everything it has to offer in terms of getting yourself some of that me time and that self-love. And that's a first for a destination as well. So that's really the idea behind promoting Redondo Beach as a romantic and perfect place for honeymoons, proposals, and your wedding day, but to a wider audience.
Fascinating. This is going to be exciting times for the Chamber, I think.
It's one-stop shopping, which is, you know, I mean, destinations have been huge for so many years. Gosh, 10 years ago, one of my nephews got married in Barbados. They didn't have anything like this. It was all do-it-yourself, you know?
Yeah, or through a wedding planner who you pay. I definitely recommend, and I'm not saying don't use a wedding planner. They are a huge help. And definitely having a great events team on the ground, but having a central place that houses all of the information for one area is extremely helpful.
And
there's a lot involved in weddings. I mean, we go through this. I love going through the list, you know. It's not just your officiant or your church or synagogue, wherever you're going to get married, or whether it's on the beach or where you're going to have your reception. But you got flowers and jewelry and food and, little gifts for your guests and accommodations for your guests and dresses. And there's just so much. Goodness.
There is so much. And I was fortunate enough to be involved in a few weddings as a videographer. And the pressure is unbelievable because you have to be right there getting the right shot at all the right times. And as a videographer and as a photographer, but photographers have it easier because they're looking for that moment. It doesn't matter what's going on. It doesn't matter what babies are screaming. It doesn't matter, you know, what the general sound and sort of position. But when you're a videographer, you need to control the room. And that's impossible at a wedding.
It's
impossible.
Yeah.
it's a crazy guy. Crazy thing. Well, so, Kate, tell us now, what can we expect? To see, you said there was a package that is going to be promoted to these professional journalists, but what can the general public expect to see or from the Redondo Beach Chamber that has been created and promoted by Click Communications?
Yeah, so we're still in the process of pulling together the wedding package, the self-love package. So over the next few months, the general public can expect to see some nice editorial coverage featuring that package. That's the plan for that. And we're also working with Bobby and the team on pulling together video content. And it's funny that you mentioned video, pulling together some really nice video content to help brides and grooms visualize and really get a 360 feel for what their wedding day could be like in Redondo Beach. And supporting that, there'll be more social media content coming on the wedding offering too. Alongside all of that, we also work with Redondo Beach to promote the places and experiences that are unique to the destination that maybe aren't connected to weddings. So, for example, the restaurants and local bars, the harbour, the pier, the experiences, the Voyager excursions and body glove and other sports and water-based companies provide here that, you know, really make the area unique. So we do a lot of work publicizing that too.
Fantastic.
Yeah, you need things for your guests to do while they're here. You know, you know it's not just the wedding itself. You know, it's a destination wedding. People are flying in from all over the country, all over the world. They're going to stay more than a few days. You know, maybe they'll have the dinner the night before and then the day of the wedding, the wedding event. But they're going to be here and they're going to need other stuff to do outside of the wedding.
Right. And there's amazing restaurants, you know, some of the food and the inventive dishes that are coming from the restaurants in Redondo Beach are really impressive. You know, we have an amazing amount of festivals and events that are going on across the whole year. So making sure that people are aware of that too. And maybe they're not coming for a wedding. Maybe they're just coming for a weekend away, or maybe they're doing, you know, a road trip along the California coast to finish their U.S. vacation, and they want somewhere to kind of wind down in at the end of their break, or they're looking for somewhere with really great surf spots, or some really great deep sea fishing, or really beautiful coastline for diving. So yeah, there's a lot of different offerings. There's a lot of different types of people that would be interested in coming and experiencing Redondo Beach.
Oh, Joe and I know quite well how many things there are to do in Redondo Beach.
Right. Fantastic. And this is the beginning of a wonderful period of time for the chamber. I think they're going to be very active and probably accepting lots of new members and integrating them. It's just very exciting.
Yeah. Hey, did Bobby?
Yeah.
No, not yet.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, it's great. And we love working with the members and finding out what makes their company, brand, or experience so unique and the story behind that. And yeah, it's really fun working with them to get them coverage and get them publicity on their businesses and kind of help them get the word out and attract a different type of audience and get more customers.
You know, it's funny. A couple of weeks ago, I was in my nail salon getting my nails done, and the girls working there were talking about a wedding that they were doing. You know, the whole bridal party was coming in to have their nails done. And I said to her, I said, "Are you with the Redondo Chamber?" And they said, "No, I used to be a member, but, you know, not for the last few years." And I was telling them about Redondo Weddings. And I said, "It's going to be a huge thing." And they were like, "Really?" Mm-hmm. I said, "Yeah." I said, "You need to join up." You got to be a member to take advantage of it.
I think it's very important. I really do. I don't know how these businesses really access the sort of the wedding industry. There are, you know, there's this one magazine, I think it's called Bride. Man, that is expensive to advertise in that magazine. It's crazy expensive.
Yeah.
Because it is so effective. You know.
It's also a national publication, so you're competing with other national destinations, often international destinations as well, as that's become more of an affordable trend, and businesses. So, you want to think about really cherry picking where you're being promoted and making sure you're ticking all the right boxes. And having a national presence is definitely important, but also making sure that people locally are aware of all of the different areas that you can get married in Redondo Beach, what the permitting is for getting married on the sand, all of that kind of stuff. So, being a member gives you access to all of that knowledge through the chamber and through its partners like Click. So it's definitely taking out some of the hard work for them in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
So, Kate, you're not just dealing with the wedding website. What else are you doing here in Redondo as far as touring?
Yeah, so we're working on promoting all of the members and their upcoming events and special things that they're doing at hotels and restaurants and in their businesses. We promote seasonal vacation ideas to journalists and publications. We're also working with the Chamber on promoting the Lobster Festival that's happening in September. And then we manage all of the reactive media inquiries as well. So anything that comes through to us based on our journalist contacts, and they're looking for, say, for example, a surf getaway, then we'll set them up with information about Redondo Beach so we can ensure they're included in the feature. And we actually did a tour of restaurants with 11 journalists and social media influencers last Tuesday, and we visited 10 restaurants in the course of a day. So they were all very well fed at the end of the day and posted lots of content on their social media feeds where they have lots of followers, and we'll have some coverage coming from the more traditional freelance writers and journalists over the next couple of months based on those restaurants. So that's an example of some of the other publicity we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Well, now, when we think about PR firms, we think about press releases, and we think about all kinds of other sort of standard tools. But Click Communications is quite different. Tell us a little bit about the range of tools and techniques you offer, because, again, clickcommunications.com, K-L-I-C-K, that seems to be a running theme, the K.
Yeah, well, the idea behind Click was the idea that, you know, traditional publicists and traditional PR firms weren't incorporating digital. And we're talking 8 years ago, where this was really spearheading the integration of traditional public relations tools and digital communications, mm-hmm. which now is in the form of, you know, social media mostly, but also making sure that there's an integration across website messaging and search words, so that you're coming up at the top of the page when somebody's searching for your content or for your website or for your business. So we do a whole host of disciplines, whether that's integrated or whether we are partnering with, you know, other agencies or other companies and doing one piece, but it's anything from content marketing and amplification, social media, strategic partnerships, influencer relationships, talent negotiation, and then we obviously do public and media relations, reputation management, event creation and execution. So a whole host of different things. But I think one of the things that makes Click quite different is our creative thinking and the way that we've developed a number of different brainstorming techniques so that we're not confounded by coming up with ideas just in the traditional PR landscape, but across multiple disciplines within the marketing mix, mm-hmm. and then really working hard to find the right tactics and the right media channels to get our partner's message out to the right people and so that they actually take action. So we're always looking at how our work is increasing bottom line, increasing website clicks or sales figures, so we can actually see where the trends lie, what the correlation is, and iterate when we need to iterate,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Jackie, are you thinking that we have something new on our hands then when we talk about a company like Click Communications actually participating with a chamber like this? This is something that, you know, I don't think most chambers do this.
I found that very interesting. I didn't know that chambers, Kate, do chambers normally hire PR firms? I don't know that I've ever heard of this before.
Yeah, we do work with other destinations. So, for example, in my previous life, I worked with Tourism Australia. The Sydney team works with Destination Queensland. So there definitely is public relations needs and an agency to destination partnership. That is common. I haven't worked with a destination in quite the same way as I do with Redondo Beach and all of its members. And I really like the structure of working with the members who are part of the chamber and having the direct communication with them, being able to learn about their businesses and then promote them as part of a group idea or a group activity. It's really unifying, and I really like that aspect to the work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Redondo Chamber has been around a long time. You know, it's like 108 years or something or more. And they've kind of got it figured out, I think.
Yeah.
Great tradition. And Bobby never did call in, so
We're on our own. Well, we only have a couple of minutes left. Kate, would you give us contact information for CLIC in your offices and if anybody that is listening is interested in talking to you guys?
Absolutely. So the website is clickcoms.com, and that's K-L-I-C-K.com. And I believe that also is click with a K, communications.com.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the same place. And then I'll give you my email address, which is Kate, K-A-T-E, at click, K-L-I-C-K, communications.com. And my phone number is, should I give it out?
Oh.
310. Is it okay to give out a
yes,
phone?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We only have nice people listening.
Okay, perfect. Only nice chords, please. 310-745-3778. Please don't call me to talk about Brexit.
And speaking of, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's been a big shock to most people. I think that everything will be okay in the end, but I don't necessarily agree with the decision. I think it's solving one problem with another problem. I'm conscious of what our relationships will be like with Ireland, Wales, and Scotland over the next few years.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting and a scary time for citizens and people who are invested in the market in the UK right now. Yeah.
The scale of waste, not malfeasance, not people who are actively trying to do something evil, but just the scale of stupidity and waste in the U.S. government is unimaginable. Like the $400 hammers that are often bought by the Department of Defense and stuff like that. And when you see that kind of the scale of that kind of waste and mismanagement at you know, in Brussels and various places where the EU bureaucrats live, it's frightening.
Yeah.
Well, Kate Talbot of CLIC Communications, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome, and we loved having you, and we loved looking. We can't wait to see what you all plan for RedondoBeachWeddings.org and all the other activities of the Redondo Beach Chamber and Visitors Bureau. Thank you very much. And, of course, thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
Well, that's our show for today, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back tomorrow. Jackie, what are we doing tomorrow?
Shakespeare by the Sea.
Oh, I love that group.
We're going to have several of the people that are intimately involved in it, and we're going to hear all about it.
fantastic Shakespeare by the Sea. Join us and the Bard tomorrow. Bye-bye now.